her back to you, the Arizona homeowner at my house, Rosie's house, Rosie on the house, talking about insurance policies. In today's Arizona Republic article, we talk about six need-to-know answers about homeowners insurance. And to answer those questions, we brought in Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Service. Let's go to line three. Sakim, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, has been on hold the longest, has been very patient, so we want to make sure we get his entire question and get him taken care of. Am I saying your name correctly, Sakim?
Hakim.
Okay. Thank you.
I've got one of those names.
Thank you. Thank you for being so patient. Let's see if we can help you.
Actually, it's more of a situation that I've been in with an insurance company.
Okay.
About 3.5 weeks ago, we had a flood in my kitchen. And when I called the home warranty, as a matter of fact, they came out, they sent out a plumber. And the plumber found out there was a leak in a drain in the kitchen, behind the cabinets, behind the microwave. And the cause was, the house was a 19-year-old house, and the cause was a nail that was put through the drain when they were putting up the cabinets. So it was leaking for about 19 years. And when we finally opened it up, there was a whole lot of damage to the wall itself. And it ended up damaging some of the cabinets from the backside. And the company that came out, the researching company that came out, can I say their names?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick and Dry came out.
Okay.
And they had the blowers in here, and they tried everything, and they cleaned up everything and whatnot, and they've ended up contacting my insurance company and filed a claim, and they said this was a Category 3. We've talked to the adjuster, the insurance company, and there was a clause in the policy, apparently, that states if the water became visible or the damage became visible and we did not react to it fast enough, it was not, they were not responsible for it.
Okay.
Yeah, but as far as we knew, as soon as we found out what happened, that's when we called them. But end of the story, Rosie, the claim was denied because of that.
Okay. All right. Let's.
I didn't know where that clause was, but it was there.
Okay. All right. Let's turn you over to Mr. Clay Jansen. Clay, a leak in your plumbing system.
Yep, Hakim. Thanks for the call. This is a pretty common. Yeah, this is a pretty common situation where the insurance company is probably quoting something in your policy called neglect. Whether that's what it was or not, that's typically the clause that you're going to find.
That's what they're leaning on.
That's what they're leaning on. So what I think you should do here. I think this really causes you to say, okay, let's get, I think you had mentioned it was Quick and Dry, get them to write up what their professional opinion is, get that formally up to the insurance company. If they haven't already done that, I think that's the next step. Wait for the response again from the insurance company. And then if you don't get a good response from there, I mean, I hate to do this to, you know, any company out there, but I think it's, you know, I think it's worth maybe taking to the Department of Insurance at the state of Arizona, because if there is evidence that you neglected it, if there was, you really do have to look at the situation. If there was, if you did see a pool of water, if you did see something stained in the wall, if the insurance company can prove that through documentation or images, that's one thing. But if they can't, I think you actually might have reason to take task to the insurance company. And then once the Department of Insurance gets involved, they're going to be able to contact the insurance company and be your advocate from there. So it's probably that time where some written formal communication, almost what Rosie was talking about with HOAs earlier, get that letter together, make it formal, put that, you know, reference from Quick and Dry, what their professional opinion is, and start that process.
A nail driven in a drain pipe. What did he say?
19 years ago.
You know, just
and drip,
you,
right?
You would
just
hope
dripping
with
away.
Our hard Arizona water, that hole would just scale
close
over.
Right up. It sounds like it didn't, but yeah. I think it's good, Hakim, that you got the Quick and Dry folks in there. You did the right thing as a homeowner. That says a lot for what you were supposed to do. That's what they want you to do. The insurance companies, they want you to take action. But I think you do have right to to fight this.
I believe his reference to a class 3 was a degree of mold infestation.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the category 3.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And that's just one thing leading to another. And with the way our environment is here with the heat and water, we all know how that ends up with that mold and all that stuff.
Is the Arizona Department of Insurance, is that like the ROC to contractors?
Yeah, it really is. That's a great analogy. Friendly people, but just like any contact with a department at the state, they all have timelines. So I always counsel people, when you start this ball rolling, it can take 35, 45 days before you start hearing responses. So it's a slow process, but it's worthwhile.
You know, we have heard of flooding in various instances. You can flood from a busted supply flex on your toilet. You can flood from a busted supply hose to your washing machine. And you can flood from regrading your driveway and diverting surface water into your garage that comes into the kitchen door and exits the back bedroom door after going through the entire house. Which of those floods typically would or would not be covered in a typical homeowner's policy? Real quick, we've only got 30 seconds for a bottom of the hour break.
I'd probably say those first two for sure. Anything that's going to be a pipe burst, whether it's flex or not flex, pretty standard. The one that might be questionable, though, is that last one, is the flood from outside, right? If it's rainwater coming in, you graded your driveway, et cetera. So that would be the tough one for an insurance company to decide what to do there.
Taking Gretchen right after we get back, as well as your call, talking homeowners insurance. What's in that policy? What's not in that policy?
The Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.